Welcome to the Ask Dr. Turner Radio Ministry broadcast. Prepare to be enlightened and empowered. Without further delay, here's your host, Dr. Turner.
Peace and blessings to you, beloved listener. I welcome and I greet you in the wonderful and awesome name of our Lord, Savior, and King Jesus Christ. It is always a blessing to bring to you the Word of Life on the Ask Dr. Turner broadcast, a broadcast we truly believe is designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. The broadcast is brought to you by Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North in the beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. Service time Sundays at 12 noon. And as I've done so many times, I extend a cordial invitation to you and yours to join us tomorrow, Sunday, 12 noon, for an awesome service. Pure in Heart Deliverance and Outreach Ministries International, once again located at 2851 Edgewood Avenue North, Jacksonville, Florida. And we continue to keep you, our listener, and your family in our prayers as we steadfastly believe and have faith in the power of God to transform, to deliver through prayer. And since the broadcast is an interactive broadcast, we encourage you to contact us with any questions, concerns, difficulties you may be having in these trying times and seasons. You can reach us at via email at askdrturner8@gmail.com. That is askdrturner, @gmail.com, or visit us on the web at askdrturner.org, where you can get a copy of the awesome prayer CD. It will bless you, or someone who you know that's struggling, it will exhort and it will encourage them. Once again, she was unctionized, Dr. Turner was, by Holy Spirit to record this CD, and it is doing amazing things in the lives of those who have had the opportunity to listen to it. You can get your copy. You can bless someone with a copy by visiting our website, AskDrTurner.org. If you desire to write to us, you can do so at Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. That's Pure in Heart, P.O. Box 26725, Jacksonville, Florida 32226. If you want to be a blessing to us, you can do so via Cash App by using the $ capital P, capital I, capital H, followed by the word church with a capital C. It is such a blessing to have the opportunity to share a word with you that I hope and pray will encourage and will bless you tremendously. It is actually a three-word subject taken from an oft-quoted scripture, Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. The subject is now unto him. Now unto him. The word now has various ways it can be used in our language, in our speech. As an adverb, it means present time as opposed to the past or the future. Many of God's people, as are the people in the world, are dealing with what I call challenging now situations. Of course, the greatest probably is the pandemic that is affecting so many globally. Some of the things people are dealing with are brought about by previous decisions they made, which are affecting their present condition and will affect their future if there is no breakthrough. Many of these situations they are dealing with are in the areas of health and finances. And these are the two major things people are being affected by in the pandemic, which is a now crisis, again, affecting individuals globally. Ephesians 3, beginning at 20, now unto him. Whenever I'm conversing with a believer who is dealing with a crisis situation, I always listen to hear how much of their speech, their speak, will be fixated on the issue they're dealing with and how long it will take them to mention him. Of course, the pronoun him is referring to Jesus the Christ, the Savior, the Deliverer, the Yoke Destroyer. Whatever you are dealing with in the now, he must be in the center of the equation. You cannot allow yourself to just be focused on the issue. It's you and the issue, and he is not in the center of the equation. Your now is always preceded by something that happened because there is an effect, glory to God, for every cause. In other words, there must be a cause, a reaction, glory to God, that is precipitated by an action. So in other words, the effect that you're dealing with had some type of cause. The reaction, glory to God, is because of some kind of action that took place. When we get hit by unforeseen circumstances, we have a tendency to respond, for example, by saying, now I have to come up with all this money. Where am I going to get this money from? The first person personal pronoun, I, is prominent, and so is the issue. Money is prominent, but there has to be a mention of him. Glory to God, the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of his spirit in the equation that you're dealing with. You may hear or you may have said, now I have to figure out how I'm going to pay all these bills. Now they're going to raise my insurance. Now they're going to suspend you from school. Just some examples of some things, glory to God, that we may have that type of response to. We tend to articulate the situation first. But the first response should always be him, now unto him, now unto the Lord Jesus Christ. What is the adjective that is connected to the adverb now and the pronoun him? It is the word able, the Greek word dunamai, and it speaks of might and it speaks of power. Who is mightier and who is more powerful than our God? He is certainly mightier and more powerful than any and all situations that are current, that you're facing in the now, and that you may have to face in the future. The words after now unto him who is able are the words to do. So God, beloved, is able, or he has the power and might to do. So when the situation hits, no matter how long it lasts, you must hit it with what your God is able to do, powerful enough to do, and mighty enough to do. Stop or do not allow yourself just to magnify the problem with emotional outbursts, with fear, with worry, with anxiety. No, magnify the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You respond to the now with your now, meaning you respond to the now situation, the now crisis, by releasing, glory to God's words of faith, glory to God, biblical words of faith, like, now unto him who is able to provide the finances because the silver and the gold belong to him. There is always a biblical response. There is a fitting scripture for any and all challenges that you currently face and will face. Now unto him who is able to deal with all these bills because his word says, owe no man anything but to love them. Remember, it is God in his word who says, bring his word back to his remembrance. Not because he has amnesia or because he's forgetful, you know, because we call him the Ancient of Days. No, because he wants you to be able to articulate his word in the midst of the crisis. If it is a sickness, a disease, or an infirmity, now unto him who sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions, according to Psalms 107:20. Because he is Almighty God, he is able to do all these things on the behalf of his children in an exceeding abundant manner, above all that you may ask or think. Glory to God. So he comes above and beyond anything that you may have to ask or think. So there is no crisis, there is no situation, there is no pandemic that can be so destructive it is beyond his comprehension or beyond his ability to deal with it. You just have to trust in his word, trust in his name, trust in the power of his spirit. But if you and I allow our thoughts and our emotions to be taken captive by the magnitude of the now situation, instead of him, we will find ourselves stressed, frustrated, not being able to release the power that worketh in us, which is the dunamis, the miracle working power, the might, the strength, the abundance. Now we understand and know beyond the shadow of a doubt by faith through the reading and the studying of his word, through his interactions in our lives and previous situations, that God is able and there is no lack in his ability. There is no diminishing of his power and his might. What we need to comprehend and understand, glory to God, is that through the power of that spirit now, that ability, that might, that dunamis, that exousia now begins to work in and through us through the power of his spirit. But fear is diametrically opposed, glory to God, to us having access and tapping in to this power base. Glory to God. When Apostle Paul said, now unto him who's able to do, able and power come from the same root word. As a child of God, you are able and empowered, beloved, by the Holy Ghost to do exploits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But you will not be able to do so, again I repeat, if you allow yourselves to be victimized by the now situation. They can be crippling situations, but your faith has to overcome them. Your trust, glory to God, has to keep your mind, your heart, your spirit, soul, and body strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So don't allow yourselves to be the victim when the power of God's Holy Spirit has made you the victor. Do not allow yourself to become a victim of your circumstance. You must deal with it with the mindset of an overcomer. That's what faith makes you. It makes you an overcomer, not merely a survivor. When the Apostle Paul wrote about the dunamis power that works in the sons of God to give us access to the exceeding and the abundantly, he went on to speak, glory to God, and to write and to say, unto him, Jesus Christ, be glory in the church, in the ecclesia, the ecclesia, the called out ones, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And then he seals it by saying, amen. In other words, your now situation, no matter how difficult once again it is to deal with, and we're not diminishing the degree of difficulty, but you have a measure and a level of faith given to you by Almighty God to deal with it, no matter how high the degree of difficulty. So I want to point something out very important to you. Since Paul said, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end, what it means is, as difficult as this time and this season is, it is temporal. The one who has empowered you by his Spirit to access the exceeding and abundantly. He is the eternal, Jude said, the only wise God. He has empowered you for the ages, a world that is without end. This is where your focus should be as you look to close out an extremely difficult year and start not only a new year, but a new decade. Because when you come to the close, glory to God, of this year, which we're coming very close to, you're not just closing a year, you're closing a decade and starting God-fearing life another year and another decade. You must, glory to God, continue to set your affections on things above, where Paul wrote that Christ is seated at the right hand of God, the right hand of majesty, signifying strength, signifying authority, signifying power. Again, he has empowered you for the ages. Empowered you, glory to God, for a world without end. This is where you focus, beloved. As extremely difficult as this year has been, glory to God, have a mindset to close it strong. It is not only important to know who Jesus Christ is in terms of the now unto him, but you must also know who you are in him. Who he has called you to be, who he has empowered you to be, an ambassador, a citizen of the kingdom, a son of God, through whom God wants to demonstrate his power and his authority. Don't allow your situation to overshadow your identity, who you are in Christ. Do not allow adversaries and enemies to begin to cause you to think that you are less than who God says you are, that you are not as powerful as God says you are. So, again, it is not only important to know who Jesus Christ is, but you must also know who you are in him. You are part of his body, the church, and there should be glory in the church, a magnificence, a splendor, a weightiness. In the Hebrew, the word kabod. Colossians 1, beginning at 26. Paul wrote, even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Beloved, when you are born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, filled with the Spirit of God, you are a saint. Glory to God. And Paul is saying there is a mystery which has been hid from the ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles. And he gives us the answer in terms of what the riches of the glory is all about, which is what? Christ in you. The hope of glory, Christ, Mashiach, the anointed one, Jesus, Yeshua, salvation in you, beloved listener, is a personal statement. That means when you're dealing with what you're dealing with and you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling like depression and despair is creeping in. You got to begin now to use some of the scriptures and make them personal. Christ in me, the hope of glory. He is the hope, the expectation of glory. That which is indicative or representative of the splendor, the magnificence, and the weightiness of Almighty God. You may not see it in the natural because of all the negativity of your situation, your circumstance. And that's why we are instructed in the Word of God to walk by faith and not by sight, not by what we see naturally, glory to God, but the faith and the trust that which we have in God that allows us to see beyond the natural, see beyond what we're dealing with, see beyond those things that are trying to derail and shipwreck our faith. Christ in you, beloved, the hope of glory, the expectation, again, of all that is splendid, all that is magnificent, all that is weighty in terms of carrying or being a temple for the living God. And if your situation in this time of crisis is extremely difficult, it only means that you're in preparation to carry a greater weight of glory. Carrying the magnificence and the splendor and the weightiness of God, it's not for the faint of heart. It's not for those who are, you know, light in their thinking, light in their mind. No. It's for individuals who are rooted and grounded and focused on the kingdom of God. So when you pray, when you read, when you study and meditate on God's word, you do so with this kind of mindset, the mindset of Christ in you, the hope of glory. Never lose hope. Never lose expectation that Christ in you, through the power of the Holy Ghost, is going to rectify that situation. You should have an arsenal, beloved, of now scriptures to counteract and to overcome any and every now situation that you are dealing with and will deal with on this journey called life. When the enemy or his minions come to tell you that you are not who God says you are based on what you're going through, hit them with a combo of 1 John 3:2 and Romans 8:14 to 17. 1 John 3:2, now are we the sons of God. Romans 8:14-17, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. This is a power-packed scripture here. Glory to God. It is spirit to spirit. The spirit bearing witness with our spirit, our inner essence, that we are the what? Children of God. Not just religious individuals, not just individuals who claim to believe in the existence of God, but through the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now, beloved listener, is there anything within reason and within the scope of God that you would not do for your children, your child? You would do everything, including giving your life. Well, guess what? God is greater than us. My God, and he calls us his children. Through the spirit of adoption, now we can cry, Abba, Father. We're neither bastards, nor are we aliens and strangers. We can come boldly now because of the spirit of adoption, because of him, to find help and to obtain mercy in the time of need. There's nothing that you are experiencing or dealing with that is greater than his ability to deal with it. You have access now, glory to God, to his presence. Why? Because of the spirit of adoption, whereby you can cry, Abba, Father. And you have a great inheritance, because the Bible says that you are an heir and a joint heir with Christ. So I just look at the suffering as training for reigning, because it says, if we suffer with him, that we may also be what? Glorified together. This is the ultimate objective of God for his children, that we would be glorified together with him. So remember your now scriptures. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It does not say that faith is going to be or faith used to be. No, it says faith is current. It is your currency. Glory to God. Now faith is. It is your substance. It is your the evidence of every single thing that you hope for. And the pandemic should not diminish that. It should make you more fortified in your faith, in your trust in God, to see substance and evidence manifest not only in your life, but in the lives of your family and those connected to you that you are praying for. Now unto him that is able, Jude said, to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, what? With exceeding joy. His presence, beloved, is glorious. And although he allows us to go through various testings and trials in certain times and seasons, he is able to keep you from falling if you keep that trust in him. And ultimately, he will present you faultless before the presence of his glory. How? With exceeding joy. When you finish hitting your now situation with your now scriptures, beloved, then you add a conjunction, right? Which introduces a different idea, a different clause. But God, who is rich in mercy, Ephesians 2, 4 to 7, this is your conjunction. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ, the anointed one. Then it says in parentheses, by grace you are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So prior to coming into a relationship with Christ, we were dead in trespass, dead in sins. When we became born again of the Spirit, now he raised us up spiritually and has made us to sit together with him in heavenly places, God did, in Christ Jesus. That is your positioning. That is your place. That is the place where you should be operating from. That in the ages to come, remember, we're talking about ages. We're talking about eternity. We're talking about a world without end. In the ages to come, he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. Beloved, when you look at the totality of what you're experiencing in this difficult season, throughout this difficult year, when you put it in this kind of perspective concerning where God is taking you, it pales in comparison to what God Almighty has designed for your life. Be encouraged now unto him, beloved, who's able to do exceeding abundantly above everything that you may ask or think. Once again, it's such a privilege and an honor coming to you, on this awesome Ask Dr. Turner broadcast. Once again, I wanted to remind you that the teachings are divinely designed by Holy Spirit with you in mind. And if you're struggling, I would be remiss, glory to God, not to invite and encourage you in this season of crisis and chaos to call. A dedicated intercessor is waiting to speak with you, waiting to pray for you. Call now, 904-765-7600. Shalom.
Thank you for tuning into the Ask Dr. Turner radio broadcast, a ministry of Pure in Heart Ministries. To learn more or to submit your questions to Dr. Turner, email askdrturner8@gmail.com or visit askdrturner.org.
We look forward to having you join us again next Saturday at 6:30 p.m. right here on Praise 107.9.